a prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees, collide. Looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone, throwing out another prayer in vain. Worn out altars, disdained pews, still I won't give up on you. I believe in anything can change when somebody prays. Somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, 'cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees, collide. Looks like somebody prayed.
Well, thank you, Barney. That song is so awesome. And it just brought to my mind three things that I wanted to share that I just wanted to get off my chest before I even started. And number one was prayer. And prayer has power. That song definitely shows how prayer has power. And faith, faith moves mountains. And number three, God's love never, never fails us. So God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And thank you again, Barney, for the opportunity to share the word of God tonight. You know, I received a text. I received a text today asking if I would like to share. And I really didn't know at that moment what I was going to share. But God, it's another but God moment. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. Share what's on your heart, Wally. So I thought of 1 Peter 3:15. And what does that tell us? It tells us, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to answer every man that asketh you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Now, we always have a reason to speak the word of God. And you know, as children of God, as believers, our walk and our stand on God's word is an example of what we believe. And we are examples of what we believe and what we think. And lately, people, they see us and they take notice of what we are and how we are as an example. And lately, a lot of us, we've been being exposed to some of the great truths of God's word. We got great teachings by and seminar by Ken Petty to help us to grow and understand and see how simple that the Word of God really is. I just can't stress enough how important it is to keep our minds and keep our head into the Word. We all know that life don't stop. Everything keeps happening, and it's happening now in our everyday life, in our society, in our country, in our community, and in the world. We got so many distractions out there to keep us busy with our thoughts and keep our thoughts busy. You know, lots of shiny things out there to keep you down, kind of depress you, keep you sick, unhappy, all kinds of stuff. Anything to keep you away from God's Word. But we know something that the world needs to know, and I bet you all know what I'm going to say or what it is. You know, it's something that I heard a long time ago, and it changed Vicki and my life. It's something that really, I want to say grabbed us, but it was life-changing, and we heard it again last Sunday. And it was the Word of God is the will of God. That changed our lives, and it put us on a road of unbelievable challenges and victories throughout our walk with God. It's been many years that we've been together, and you know, it changes lives when you hear it for the first time. It opens up scriptures in a way that many people, they never heard of me before. People would say, man, I didn't know that was in there. Show me where it says that. And we can do that. We can show them where it's at. How great it is that we have this available to us to be able to hear and see the Word of God fit so perfectly. Like that hand in a glove. A verse of scripture that we all familiar with, 2 Timothy 2:15. And that's study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, to rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, the question is, we all divide the word, but how are we dividing? Are we dividing it rightly? That word study in there too, that's a great word. That word that's kind of stuck with me ever since I took this class many, many, many years ago. That word study, spudazo, to exhort in earnest effort. We have a foundational class that's going on right now. Our New Life in Christ. It's being hosted by Bob and Jeannie, of course, and Bonnie and Vicki. And it's so needed at this time in our lives and in this time in the world. You know, some folks are hearing the information for the first time, and I know it's got to be blowing their minds like it did with us. And some are hearing it again. I know we've heard it before, but you can never hear it enough. We don't got this all stuck in our heads. We don't know everything. And, you know, to hear this again is so refreshing. And some of you will remember. Remember the green card from the class and the claims that it used to make or that it did make? It claimed that it would establish and help maintain a positive attitude. It helped make life meaningful, help you overcome worry and fear. I know everybody that's hearing these things that's going through their minds right now promotes prosperity and health. Pretty good. Explains apparent Bible contradictions. That was one of the things that really kind of grabbed my attention because I thought there were so many contradictions in the Bible. And boy, was I surprised when I found out that there wasn't. It developed more harmony in the home. And I know that's kind of what grabbed Vicki, my wife Vicki, that grabbed her and got her interest. It enabled us to separate truth from error, to be able to see the genuine from the counterfeit, to be able to decipher between that, which is so important nowadays because there's so much counterfeit going on. It helped to discipline the mind by believing and teaches you how to pray, not effectively, but effectually. I love that word, effectually. And the reason that people take the class is because people are searching for an accurate knowledge of God's Word. They not want to know what's available. They want to know how to receive it and what to do with it. And how are they going to know if somebody teaches them? And we got that awesome opportunity to be examples. 2 Corinthians 5:20 tells us that we're ambassadors. We're spokesmen. We're representatives of Christ. We stand for Christ. And we want people to have an opportunity to know the Scriptures and to know our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And to be healed of whatever they need to be healed of, whatever it is, whether it's mental, physical, spiritual, whatever it may be. The only way is through that accurate knowledge of God's Word, of His rightly divided Word. That's why I think these classes and seminars and the fellowships, the conference calls, are just so important to grow and understand and see what an awesome time this is to be alive, guys, huh? And to see what we're seeing today. And the big thing is to recognize it, to recognize what's going on. And God is so, so cool. And everything starts at the beginning, right? At the foundation. And it builds upon each other. Doors open up when we ask. And I'm so thankful tonight for this ministry that we've all been called to and for faithful men. Faithful men are able to teach. 2 Timothy tells us as it says in 2 Timothy 2:2. And for nights like this, where we can open up our hearts and we can share what's on it, and to know that we're all on the same page. And I'm so thankful for listening. We love you guys, and we are so thankful that our paths have crossed and that they're going to cross again. So that's kind of what I wanted to share tonight, guys. And like I say, we love you guys, and we're so thankful for nights like this that we can open up our hearts and we can just share with you guys, even though we can't see you. I think I know what every one of you look like. So I'd like to close with a prayer. Say, Father, Father, thank you for being so good to us, so kind, so compassionate. I thank you, Father, for all you do and that you continue to do in our lives, how you walk and you talk with us and you open up doors for us, Father. You show us things that only you can. God, I just thank you for all you continue to do in our lives, how you walk with us and you're just so good. Your compassion, your kind, I just don't even have the words sometimes, Father, to express what I want to say. So that's why I'm so thankful, God, that we have this gift of Holy Spirit, that we can speak in tongues. We can speak perfectly to you, God. Thank you, Father, for giving us that gift. So, Lord, I want to thank you for all these things, and I want to place them up in your hands tonight. Just like I say again, Father, thank you for being so good and kind and gracious to us. I thank you for all these things, and I place them in your hands tonight, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.